This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the power of the process. When I am going after something, I can be razor focused on the outcome or the end goal. I want an excellent outcome, so I focus my energy there and less on being excellent in the process or each step along the way. And I was in a meeting the other day and a colleague referenced the coach John Wooden. Now, he is one of basketball's most winning coaches, and that was in fact his philosophy. He is said to not have really focused on the wins, but really more on the team and all that was necessary for his team to achieve the wins. And I had to think about that a couple of times because, you know, the question for me is, how do you achieve all of those wins without focusing on the win itself, right? I'm more of a, I want it, I see it, I believe it, I go after it. But what I tend to overlook from time to time is that process. And when I turn to the scriptures, I think about Daniel's life. You know, we mostly know Daniel from coming out of the lion's den unharmed. But that type of faith and courage didn't just come to Daniel. It came to him from his daily process of worshiping. That's where he grew in his strength. And so when we can trust the process day to day, God will handle the rest. And so to do that, I have to cling to these words. And so please join me. The Lord is my salvation and my shield. In Him my heart trusts, and I am helped. Psalm 28:7. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, trust your own process.